This is Magic with the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast reply on the topic of podcast fright by Relentless. Relentless, welcome to the club. I, too, suffer from podcast fright, as impossible to believe as that might be. Well, okay, maybe not all the time. Obviously, a guy that can jabber into the microphone like I do is you know, not that terribly inhibited. But you know, every once in a while, I just think to myself, dude, just who the hell do you think you are? Talking into a microphone like this, putting out all this junk and expecting people to listen to it. And yeah, I know how that feels. That may not be the exact symptoms you have, but I know what you described. And I used to do a lot more takes before I would kick something out. You know, and Mr. Whoopi was talking about something I wanted to disagree with, Mr. Whoopi. Podcasts are not live. You can edit them all you want. You don't have to kick them out until they're exactly the way you want them to. And there's plenty of free software out there to let you do that. So you know, and actually some of the other podcasters out there do exactly that. I mean, listen to some of the other podcasts and you'll hear it. You know, they'll just cut in and you'll hear the voice cutting in again and again. And they're just giving you, you know, what they want you to hear on that take. And that's perfectly legitimate, you know. I might consider that quite preferable to the style I've developed, which is pretty much just yakking into the microphone all the live long day. Mr. Whoopi, it's kind of fun as I'm catching up here. It's like, so is Mr. Whoopi the next Magic? It's like, well, though it may not mean anything coming from me, I really love Mr. Whoopi's podcast. So I say podcast all the live long day if you feel like it. You know, people are free to listen to them or not listen to them as they see fit. And, you know, in the case of my podcast, you might just want to listen to the first part, and that's probably the most important part. In this case, I'm just saying, Relentless, welcome to the club, podcast fright. There you go, and you can just click off this podcast right there, and you're basically done, and you've gotten all the important stuff, you know. So not only do we have control over uploading it, but people have control over downloading it, and it's not like you're standing in front of an auditorium full of people all sitting there staring at you. People download podcasts when and if they feel like it, and if they don't feel like it, that's fine, you know. So hey, Kalafadea, the bullet points. That's the way I go too. And yeah, I use a NoteTab Pro, which is kind of a notepad plugin replacement, which I love. Great little piece of shareware there. I use the same thing now. I just belt out some bullet points, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm reading the Kalafadea bullet point right now. Bullet points versus script, my preferred technique. And yet I still ramble because I am the Ramble King. But that's me, you know. So, you know, what you hear is what you get. And if I didn't ramble, you wouldn't be getting the real me. And come on, you wouldn't be satisfied if you weren't getting the real me now, would you? Yeah. Oh, I thought so. Yeah. So, you know, in fairness, people who know me in so-called real life aren't any luckier. I talk way too much in general. But, you know, just got to be me, and this is just the way I am. Do I have a lot to say? No. But do I have a lot of words to say them with? Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I like Hatchcross's attitude. By the way, I'm going through my bullet points as I was listening to this pod thread. It's like, okay, now we're up to Hatchcross. I think Hatchcross has a good attitude about this. You know, just relax and, you know, get your message out. And yeah, maybe you'll ramble a little bit and, you know, maybe you'll like that, maybe you won't. The only way to find out is to try it. And again, you can review your podcasts. I do. I listen to my podcasts before I upload them. I know it may not sound like it sometimes, but I do. I listen to my podcasts a lot just to make sure, just as a kind of a quality control thing. Obviously, my standards aren't that high. I just take one. The main reason I review them is just to make sure I don't say anything really bad, you know, something that's going to get me arrested or something. That's kind of the whole point of that. But, you know, this whole thing of obsessing over, you know, Hatchcross was talking about obsessing over spelling and grammar in the posts and stuff and, you know, and not worrying about it. And yeah, you know, ultimately all that really matters is sharing ideas. I mean, I obsess over my posts. When I make a post, I usually compose it in word processor and I read it there. Then I post it and I preview it a bunch of times and tweak it. And then I post it, you know, and then I actually submit it and then look at it, how it looks in the thread and just make sure that, you know, someone didn't post something else that made my post look really stupid. And sometimes they do. And then I got to go back and change it all. So, you know, when there's a fast thread going on, you know, someone will be, you know, points will be made. And then I'm typing up my, you know, I'm taking a half hour, 45 minutes to type up my one response. And then I'll finally get it in. It's like, oh, four other members already made the exact same point I'm making as if I made it the first time, and it looks stupid. Sometimes I just leave it in there anyway. So yeah, I know about this whole obsession thing. and then we come to Thomas. Oh, Thomas, I just started being able to hear your podcast since I got back. Oh, it's awesome. I love it. I love it. It's wonderful to have that additional dimension. Now when I read your posts, I'll be totally hearing them in your voice. You know, the classic podcast thing where people, oh, okay, now I know how this person sounds. And then you read the post and you hear their voice in your head while you're reading. You know, and the voices tell you things. They tell you that the time for purification is near. We must prepare ourselves. And but yeah, you know, I skim too. You're a skimmer. I'm a skimmer. There's a little Navy pun going on there. And sometimes it gets me into trouble. I think it gets you into trouble too. What I love about Thomas's podcast is that they give us the real Thomas. You know, it's like not some dime store imitation. Oh no, this is the real deal. And yeah, one take. Why not? I'm down to one take these days, unless it's really bad, you know. And sometimes, okay, sometimes I do. I was trying a podcast earlier today, and it just wasn't working, you know. I'll be going along and saying, and then I says to him, I says, say your prayers, Wabbit. And then you can hear it on the recording. And I go, oh, geez, this isn't going anywhere. Click. You know, so, yeah, I exercise my right to not podcast now and then, too. You know, Thomas mentioned also things like, oh, we're not important. Well, you know, we're not important in a stuffed shirt kind of way, but I think ATSers are important. You know, we're important to each other. We do spend a lot of time around each other in the forums, reading each other's stuff and trading posts with each other. And we have our little squabbles and our bickering. And, you know, people have seen what I can be like when I get snippy. And, yeah, and that's just the family life for you, you know. We fight over, who's going to pass the butter, right? You know, sitting around the table. And we don't want Thomas passing gas at the table either there, by the way. I might just put this back in my signature vlog again because there's this little thing that I came upon sometime back when I was going through a dramatic period on ATS. And it was just, relax. It's only ATS. TM. And yeah, it's only ATS. I mean, yeah, okay, it's a big board. It's a conspiracy board. A lot of cool people on ATS. I love ATS. But, you know, it's just our own little corner of the internet when you get down to it. And if you're worried about some unseen people just criticizing and judging you, screw them. Or as they say in Scotland, screw them. You know, who cares? You don't even know who they are, so who cares, right? You know, Thomas also talks about fancy podcasts, and like Skeptic Overlord has all these cool things, which totally go with the Skeptic Overlord motif. So Skeptic, go for it. I'm getting away from that stuff. I mean, I'm sure I'll play with it some more in the future, especially as I start doing more music and stuff, but I'm getting away from the gimmicks. And why? Well, because people tell me they prefer just plain old me. You know, that's the feedback I get. And hey, if that's not true, let me know. that's, you know, the most positive response I've got are just from podcasts where it's just me sitting here with my mic, just like I am right now. Just being me, the magic show, you know. And Thomas says, you know, get over it. Well, you know, getting over it, what is that all about, right? You know, I think the biggest issue with this kind of problem, pod fright, stage fright, any kind of, nervousness, the root of the problem, I think, is perfectionism. And I suffer from this, you know, perfectionism. And the thing about perfectionism is it's a desire to achieve perfection. Ironically, the desire to achieve perfection, often leads away from true quality. Because we get so obsessed with the details, we lose track of the big picture. And so ironically enough, if you suffer from perfectionism, your work is probably a lot less good than it would be if you were able to get past it and just let yourself be yourself. And like I said, I know this problem intimately because I suffer from it chronically and still do. I'm still working against it, you know. And some things that help me are some of my aphorisms like, it's not our strengths which endear us to others, but our weaknesses. And the more I come along through life, the more I realize that, yeah, that's basically true. Think about, you know, people you care about. Do you love them because they're perfect? Or do you love the fact that they aren't perfect and that, you know, you can identify with their little sillinesses and problems and it draws you closer together? And hey, Podcast Fright, you know, I don't think anyone who podcasts, unless they just really do not, are not thinking about it, doesn't have some twinge of it at some point. So guess what? We have that in common. Nothing to be ashamed about. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's all good, you know? and, you know, Thomas is talking about, you know, 50,000 people. No, the actual stats for podcasts aren't all that huge. I mean, hundreds of people may actually download a podcast that you put through the ATS feeds. Hundreds. And maybe that'll go up at some point. But, you know, that's a much different figure than 50,000 or 100,000 or 20 million people are listening to the sound of your resonant voice around the world. I mean, people are listening to this stuff, but, you know, it's still, even despite the fact that this is podcasting, it's still a relatively intimate medium. And actually, compared to the main forums, fewer people listen to podcasts. You know, if you make a podcast, fewer people will listen to that on average than will see your post, you know, typically, I think. I could be wrong, but that's kind of my thinking on that. Anyway, speaking of rambling, I'm drifting off my bullet points here, and it's over 10 minutes, and I think people have heard enough of me already. I should be asleep. I've got a cold. I'm supposed to be getting ready to travel tomorrow morning. So why am I sitting here jabbering into a microphone? Why? Because I love it, of course. Anyway, relentless. You know, as John Wayne said, true courage is being afraid, but still saddling up anyway. And, well, okay, that was a paraphrase, but, you know, with all apologies to the Duke. Yeah, you know, you got courage. Don't worry about it. And, you know, just listen to the feedback you're getting from fellow podcasters. Obviously, you're not alone in this, and it's going to be okay. And I heard your reply on here, and it's like, yeah, you know, you're there. You got it. Just do it. You know, just do it. Go for it and have fun with it. And, you know, deliberately, I sometimes deliberately insert mistakes. Nothing can possibly go wrong, you know, and I'll sometimes do that in a podcast. Another aphorism of mine is artists spend the first half of their careers removing mistakes from their work and the second half putting them back in. And when you think about it, think about the artists you like and stuff like that. What do you really like about them? Is it that they're so perfect? Or do you like it when you discover the imperfections in their work and realize that they're just human too, like you? I mean, it's a little plant, you know, a little from column A, a little from column B. Anyway, this has been Magic at belowtopsecret.talk on .com on the talk feed. Oh no, I got to do the whole podcast over. No, it's not perfect anymore. Anyway, okay, all right. Hey, so yeah, this is Magic at belowtopsecret.com on the talk podcast feed. We're flying relentless on the topic of podcast fright and demonstrating that we'll take anything, right? Not to worry. So hey, until next time, friends. Ciao.